as we get into the Olympics, it's important to remind you that LeBron James is a four-time NBA MVP. Mike Trout, two-time AL MVP. And while you'll probably neither be either, you can still be an MVP of your own, because that's how you can save someone's life. By going to dkms.org/FNTSY, you can learn what you can do to help. 6 out of every 10 patients will not receive a bone marrow transplant. We want that to change, and it all starts with you. At dkms.org/FNTSY, you can register to become a bone marrow donor, and it only takes 1 minute. You can sign up online, and DKMS will send you a swab kit. You swab your cheeks and send it back to DKMS, and that is it. It's that easy. Please check out dkms.org/FNTSY and join the more than over 950,000 others that have signed up to be bone marrow donors. dkms.org/FNTSY. Also, Fantasy Factors is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NHL and NBA free rolls each and every week. The free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. What are you shaking your head about?
I'll tell you in the break.
Okay. Now, Matt.
I think you made an error just now.
I did?
I think so.
Should I have not read the things back to back?
Yeah. I wouldn't write it back to back.
Well, I needed to read that last hour, and I just needed to get it in there.
No, I feel what you're saying, but I would have kind of figured it out better. If I was on the fourth floor, I'd have been like, why'd you do that?
Well, I just did it because I needed to get it done. Yeah. That's the answer, to be honest with you.
It's all good, though.
I'm sorry.
As long as we got it done. You feel what I mean?
I feel like I was just reading some commercials.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have done them back to back like that.
All right, well, I'm still learning. I'm trying. Can I make a mistake?
I'm sorry.
Can I make a mistake?
My bad.
It's fine. I apologize. It's my fault.
It's all good. You as soon as you did it, you knew. When I shook my head, you knew what I was talking about.
Immediately knew I messed up. Okay, Matt, Olympic coverage. Let's talk about what we talked about before we got in here. So last night, I'm cooking dinner.
What did you make?
I was actually going to bring that up, so I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Have you ever done Blue Apron?
Blue Apron?
No, yeah. I have not.
You've not done Blue Apron either.
It's like HelloFresh.
It's like Hello.
That shut the lights down on us?
Okay, that's like Hello. Okay, they bring to your crib.
Yeah.
Or you buy it, whatever.
So for Hanukkah, Judy's family got it for us a week free.
Man, that's nice.
Right? It's nice.
That is very nice. They Time Magazine subscription.
Only a week?
So it's basically a three.
I know, right? That's a good
Come
one,
on,
man.
Month. Let's go.
We got a week. So you basically, we have to sign up. We have to sign up for it.
Okay.
And you pick your meals, and they send you three for the week, and the other two, you know, 5 days a week, whatever. You hand them to yourself. So you pick your three meals. So we picked our three, and we made Blue Apron last night.
Okay.
For the first time. We made a saffron risotto.
All right.
Okay, I like saffron risotto.
You like saffron risotto. So cool. It was good.
You liked it?
I did. It needed a protein. It was just like rice. Okay. Like, I needed some chicken.
You need something with that.
Shrimp, chicken.
Right, you're right. Exactly. You needed some of that with the risotto.
Bad job by you.
But I was trying to. The goal was, I already had it. I didn't want to go buy chicken then. I'm trying to save money.
No. You better, Jack, living in this city.
Exactly. So if I had to get. You know how much chicken costs in the city.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
So
you can't buy nothing from the store.
Nothing.
Everything is so expensive in this
absolutely.
City. Everything going up except the salaries. You notice that?
Yeah. So while we're doing this, I realized that, and I've told you guys this before, I eat pretty late. Like, you know, we don't like really start doing anything until like 8 o'clock. We start cooking dinner.
Yeah.
So we eat pretty late. But I'm like, oh my God, like Olympics, I know Judy really wants to watch the women's figure skating. Boom, I'll DVR it. We'll finish dinner. We'll start watching 9:30.
How is Judy when she gets home from work?
Hungry.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Okay, that makes sense. So, like, does she talk a lot about what goes on her job?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So everything is fine with her?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's good. Normal work stress, I'd say.
You're the soundboard. She gets invented.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Normal
cool.
work stress.
All right, so you and Judy in there eating rice, plain rice.
Right.
I had pepper steak from Chef Foe in Peking.
That sounds nice.
It was very good.
That sounds nice. What did you have Chinese restaurant.
What did I eat last night? I came back down here.
Yeah.
So I didn't eat before after I came back down here. When I got back uptown, it was too late to eat then. So yeah, I basically didn't have dinner yesterday.
I think you should get a complimentary meal working to your college.
Oh, let me tell you something here. You can be, yeah, right. These people right here, these Rock and Rolly people, they would rather see us starve than throw us a. They have they have a meal in the morning,
yeah,
and then the remainders they throw out.
Yeah.
We sitting right here.
I know.
In the place with them. Crazy.
I know.
So I like this idea. I like this thing with you and Judy in the evening time. You know what I'm saying? Now, does Judy have people that she talk to on the telephone and stuff like that while she's throughout the course of her evening getting ready for the next day?
Yeah. You know? Mom, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to her mother or whatever, and then just you, really? Yeah,
that's it.
All right, that's cool. I like y'all thing.
All right. So anyway, so she wanted to watch figure skating, so I recorded it on DVR, obviously. NBC. It's where the Olympics are on, right?
Matt Lauer.
No.
His network.
Right.
Yeah.
So you watch it, there's Lindsey Vonn doing the downhill skiing thing.
Are people back on her side yet?
I don't think so.
I'm rooting for her.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think
my wife's
are.
Not, but I am.
She came in third last night. She was very, very upset.
Oh, man. So she got a bronze medal.
Well, I mean, look, she's 33 years old.
Oh, she's
doing
getting
it in that sport that, you know, she's the oldest, I believe. I don't know about male, but I think male and female, like oldest,
okay,
to medal in that event.
So let me get this correct now. She's had gold medals before in this event, right?
8 years
she's
ago.
Got one
8 years
gold,
ago, one gold and one bronze.
And now she's got a total of two bronze.
And then she got hurt real bad, right?
She got hurt real bad.
She had a lot of injuries. A
lot of injuries. Came back. Missed out on goal at the time she was of the race by like half a second. So she was in second. Somebody had a brilliant run and beat her.
Yeah, that girl, she got silver in one of the other events in the skiing, and she had a phenomenal thing.
She did.
And the one who got gold, Sophia Gore.
She's Italian. Yeah.
She and Lindsay are really good friends, and she had just that great run.
Great run.
They talked about how smart they got a choice to pick what run they wanted, like what spot.
Slot.
And she took five. And
Lindsay
because
was like,
of like the wind and stuff,
yeah,
and proved to be right.
Yeah,
good
I
for her. Now she's dated Tiger Woods, right, Lindsey Vonn?
She did. Yes.
This is after Tiger Woods' failed marriage, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they went out. They went. So where's Lindsey Vonn from? What part of the United States is she from?
I assume Colorado, but that's like a
probably. So that would seem to be where the Olympics. Yeah. All right. So cool. Now I'm up to date. I'm caught up on.
I have to
Vonn.
Say,
she's from Minnesota.
And why do people get mad at her last week?
There's been a lot of hate.
Political stuff. Okay. She spoke it out politically.
And people, they told her to shut up and dribble?
shut up and skate. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I mean, but that's to be expected from anyone. You know, there could be other sides.
Yeah, so somebody say something.
So
she
comes out politically. The other side that disagrees with her comes out and hates on her. I mean,
but they don't have to. They don't have to be like, I'm not going to root for her now. She's still representing the United States of America.
Sure.
All right. So we all caught up to speed.
Caught up to speed. So that's Lindsey Vonn.
So this
right?
is what you and Judy. So that's what Judy.
No, we wanted you to watch figure skating. But then we saw Lindsey Vonn was on.
Yeah, I wanted to see the figure skating.
You got to watch Lindsey Vonn. So we recorded it, and all Judy wanted to watch was the figure skating, which I understand. So I'm like fast forwarding after Lindsey Vonn's over or whatever, and I'm just like, that's bobsleds next. I'm like, wait, what the hell's the figure skating? I'm watching NBC. Figure skating is one of these like main events.
It should be on at 9 o'clock.
Exactly. And I know Korean time, it's like 11 o'clock there, 11 a.m., which means the figure skating is live. Like, what is going on? So Judy's like on her phone, being like, just being, you know, checking her phone.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh my God, I just got spoiled. I actually have another update I have to tell you guys about in a minute as well. So she goes, I got spoiled. I go, what do you mean you got spoiled? We're watching NBC. She goes, you DVR'd the wrong channel. I go, I DVR'd NBC. Like, what do you mean? I put on NBC Sports, and there's the figure skating.
Wow.
Yeah, I was looking for hockey. I was looking for figure skating. It wouldn't have been a late night. Let's say that.
They had figure skating on NBC Sports all night. Never went. I don't think it ever went to NBC. So we wound up watching it. We saw the Americans who were terrible.
Was she satisfied?
Oh, we saw like 20 skaters, so she was very satisfied. Yeah, we missed the first American, which is okay. We saw the next two fall, including missing the triple axel.
That's a bad look, right there.
And then we saw Matt's Russian girl at midnight, and then went to sleep.
Nice.
Yeah, those two Russian girls. That's a great battle. It really is.
Really good battle.
And supposedly they have the same coach, but they have a real rivalry. Like
they're good friends, but they are arch rivals.
Good for them. Like
I don't know if they're that good of friends.
They said they are.
But that's what they made it sound like. The other people,
I know,
away from them.
Yeah.
Good friends, but arch rivals. Like me and Adam Ronis.
Exactly.
Same. Similar.
Adam Ronis, by the way, on the program on your program tomorrow.
Yes, Adam Ronis will join us tomorrow morning on the program. So it'll be nice to talk to Adam Ronis. Dr. Rodoko will join us on the program. program tomorrow,
right.
too.
That's right. Dr. Ray will join us tomorrow as well. Yes, we do. Matt, and we also heard Tara Lipinski drop a basketball reference.
Yeah, a LeBron and Kyrie reference was dropped last night.
In relation to these two Russians.
Yep.
He's like, basically, it's like LeBron and Kyrie. Like, wow. They play together. They play together, but now they're rivals. And Terry Gannon's like, well, yeah, but like the two of them won together, too. And then they separate. And she's like, yeah, well, both these people are
winners.
The
whole backdrop of the story is the 18-year-old Medvedev. I can't believe I can't say
it. You said it right. Medvedev is right,
a thousand times. She's, the last 2 years, has been like the queen of the sport.
Yep.
And this 15-year-old, she got injured, and then she's been winning all the time. And
yep.
She didn't win the last one, and this
15-year-old won.
Won it, and now there's this rivalry, and last night was pretty intense for her.
I can't wait for it to continue. More when we come back.